Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, the words of the Navi Yeshayah in the Haftarah that we read this Shabbos, the Shabbos following Tisha B'Av, is referred to as Shabbos Nachamu, based upon those words, comfort, comfort my nation. But let's ask the question. Last week was Shabbos Chazon. This week is Shabbos Nachamu. Last week we cried, we pined, we waited, and we hoped that the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt, the void, the vacuum in our world. But this week, Shabbos Nachamu, what comfort do we have? The Beis HaMikdash is still no longer. We're still pining, we're still hoping, we're still waiting for Shlaim Yircha, Berachamim Tashu. Where's the Nechama? What's the Nechama? And how could we be comforted? And why do we understand the words of the Navi Yeshayah, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami? A careful look at the word Nechama, Nachum, Vayinachem, throughout Tanakh, and I'll show you a few places in Sefer Bereishis and Shmos, seems to indicate that although the word Nechama, Vayinachem, does mean comfort, it has a much deeper meaning as well. At the end of Sefer Bereishis, when Yosef's brothers were frightened after Yaakov had died, they thought for sure Yosef would kill them, murder them, or bother them. Because we know what Yosef's brothers did to Yosef. But Yosef tells them not so fast. The pasuk says, "Va'atem chashavtem alai ra." You thought that you did evil to me? Elokim chashav l'tov. HaKadosh Baruch had a whole different approach. It was really in everybody's best interest. L'manasei kayom hazeh l'achios amra. Because you see what has occurred. I've been able to save Mitzrayim. I've been able to save you and the entire family of Israel. Ve'ata says, Yosef, al tiro, don't be afraid. Anochi achalkel eschem, I will feed you, I will sustain you. Vestapchem and your families. Vayinochem osam, vayidaber al liban. And Yosef, vayinochem osam, he comforted them. Vayidaber al liban, he spoke to their heart. And asks Rav Hirsch, in his commentary on the Torah here in Sefer Bereishis, the end of Parshas Vayechi, at the conclusion of all Sefer Bereishis, why does the Torah say, Vayinachem Osam, that Yosef comforted them, and Vayedaber al liban, and that he spoke on their heart? That seems to be superfluous. And says Rav Hirsch, Vayinachem Osam doesn't simply mean that he comforted them. Rather, in Nechama, the ultimate comfort is to allow an individual to reassess, to reevaluate, to recalculate, to look at things differently. The ultimate comfort that one receives is when one is so down and out, so depressed, so unhappy, and so sad, and an individual comes and says, you're looking at it all wrong. You misunderstood something. Reassess it, reevaluate, look at it differently. And ask exactly what Yosef did. Al tiro anochi al chalke eschem. Al tiro hatachas elokim anochi. Atem choshavtem alai ra. Elokim choshve letov. You got it all wrong. Look about the events differently. There's a roundabout. There's a turnabout. Everything is different. Thus, vayinochim osam. He comforted them because he gave them the ability to reassess something and to look at something differently. Nechama, comfort, is when one is able to be comforted to the fact that I'm able to see an event in a different light. And thus, the success, says Rav Hirsch, in his communication and the conversation between Yosef and his brothers, the ultimate comfort was that they now were able to see things differently. And if you look throughout Chamisha Chumshei Torah, specifically in Sefer Bereishis and Shmos, you will see the very same thing at the end of Sefer Parshas Bereishis. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the world that has been created and it's become destroyed, the Torah tells us, Vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'as Adam. God sees that man has done evil in this world. V'chol yetzer machshavos libo rak rak kol yom, man has such evil intention. Vayinochem Hashem ki osa esa odam ba'aretz. Vayisatze valibo. And God was vayinochem. Was God comforted that created man? Was God feeling good as a result of the fact ki yetzer libo rak rak ol hayom? It can't mean comfort. And thus the definition of the word here, vayinochem Hashem ki osa es adam, God reconsidered, recalculated, reevaluated, reexamined why the world was created. And God understood that there needed to be a destruction and start the world again. Thus, Nechama, Vayinachim, again comes to teach us that it's not simply comfort, but it's reassessing, reevaluating, recalculating, reconsidering, rethinking. And the same word reappears again in Parshas Chayei Sarah. Upon the death of his mother Sarah, Yitzchak marries Rivka, the Torah tells us. Vayivieha Yitzchak ho'ohela Sarah imo. Yitzchak brings his wife Rivka into the tent of his mother. Vayikach es Rivka, and he marries Rivka. Vatihi lo leisha, and he was for her a wife. Vayaheva, he loved Rivka. Vayinachim Yitzchak achare imo. And Yitzchak was comforted after his mother. But what comfort did a wife replace for the loss of his mother? A wife plays one role. A mother plays a different role. Vayinachim Yitzchak achare imo. Yitzchak was comforted after the death of his mother because he now married Rivka. Elamai, the word vayinachim means that he recalculated and reexamined his life. He thought things through differently. I no longer have a mother. And through my mother, it's not going to be the continuity of Klal Yisrael. But I'm reevaluating. I'm going to bring Rivka into my mother's tent. And through my marriage to Rivka and the children that we raise, the Yaakov, the Shiftei Ka, we will be able to bring the world to a new fruition. And thus, here again, you see, vayinachim Yitzchak achra imo necham. Nechama doesn't just mean comfort. Nechama means something much deeper, to recalculate, to reassess. And in Parshas Bishalach, as Klal Yisrael getting ready to cross the Yamsuf, Vahi Bishalach Paras Am, Velo Nocham Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim Kikarvu, as Paro was allowing the nation to go through, Paro sent the nation away, Klal Yisrael were on their way out, Velo Nocham Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim, God didn't comfort the nation through Eretz Plishtim? V'lonachem Elokim again here means God reconsidered, reevaluated, reassessed. It wasn't the right way to go. V'lonachem Elokim derech eretz plishim kikaravu. Ki yam Elokim peni nachem ha'am birosa milchama b'shavu mitzrayim. Maybe the Jewish people will reevaluate, they'll reassess, they'll reconsider, they'll rethink, and they won't go to Eretz Yisrael, but they'll go back to Mitzrayim. Thus the word nechama, vayinachem, means to reassess, to reevaluate, to recalculate, and to reconsider. And that's exactly the mitzvah of nichum avelim. You're menachem an avel, you comfort the mourner by allowing the avel to see things differently, to discuss the loss with the avel so that the avel sees a different perspective in the loss, that the avel could begin to reharness and recalculate and reconsider who the nifter was and how the nifter can stay close. That's nichum avelim, the job of a comforter. When you speak to a mourner, is to allow the mourner to see things differently, to talk about things, say, ah, I didn't know that about my father, my mother, a sibling, a lost one. Let me think about that. Let me reconsider who the loved one was. That's the ultimate nechama in nichum avelim, as well as Rav Hirsch says that an avel, a mourner, it's really all about aval. You gotta switch the focus of the avelus to aval. An avel, aval, but. But it's true that there's a loss. But I need to look at it differently. But I still have the memories. But I still have the legacy. But I still have a family to continue what the person has given me. Although they're not there, and although I'm an avel, and I'm no longer in the state of simcha that I was earlier. Aval, but I could still look at things differently. Shabbos Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. It's true we don't yet have the Beis HaMikdash. It's true we're still sad and it's just as painful and difficult as it was last Shabbos. Shabbos Chazon. But our job, this Shabbos, and from here on in, and the Nechama is that we need to look at things differently. We need to re-examine our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We need to re-examine our relationship with the Gullus. We need to re-examine our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with the Beis HaMikdash. That we can do. That should give us comfort. That should give us solace. That should give us inspiration to be able to march forward. The nechama of this week is not simply to be horizontal and to get a pat on the back. Everything is okay. But it's not. Because what we do have to do is to reassess, to re-examine, to rethink the ultimate nechama. And that's Shabbos Nachamu. May be zocha to fulfill the words of the prophet, to receive the nechama by acting differently, with a bot, with a different approach, with a reassessment, with re-examination. Be'ezras Hashem, if we take this approach in nechama, that it's not all about comfort, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be able to send us the ultimate comfort, the ultimate nechama, Be'ezras Hashem, with the binyan adiyah, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, wishing you a wonderful Shabbos.